Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman. Daily Planets, Saturday, 11 October 2025. Sun in Virgo, ruled by Mercury. Planets are talking about those dreaded rules. Venus, creativity, security, love, is opposing Saturn, those dreaded rules. Okay, no one is quibbling about your fundamental right or wish to attain an objective. However, they may be making noises about some surface issue, and if so, your assignment is to avoid confusing their static with criticism and defending your program with such fire you start sounding like the poster person for the Lord or Lady doth protest too much. By the way, some of their issues could actually have merit. Also, current influences encourage people to be so terribly impressed by surface appearances, they tend to forget to look at or for the man behind the curtain. However, at present, it would be better for assorted transactions if efforts were made not to conveniently disremember certain elements, components, or aspects of arrangements that have been vexing for a very long while. Finally, you can overcome any opposition and alter or transform your life or situation as you so desire. Moreover, you have the influence or leverage to extricate yourself from any arrangements that don't promote your personal growth or expansion, although you are encouraged to refrain from using Ivan the Terrible or one of his relatives as your role model when designing your exit strategy. Chiefly affected, Virgo, Libra, Capricorn, Pisces, Taurus. And if you were born on this day, if certain setups or arrangements have hit the wall, there's really no need to employ extraordinary measures trying to maintain the status quo or keep them in place. This is one of those you can't tell the good news from the bad news deals, and in fact, relinquishing elderly routines, patterns, and structures will permit you to acquire or implement new and vastly improved ones.
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.
The Daily Planets, written by Jill Goodman. Produced at the facilities of WHDD FM 91.9, RobinHoodRadio.com, Sharon, Connecticut.